Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Edge Gone In podcast. I'm Dr. Estella Chavu, and I'm so happy to share another Edge Gone In podcast with you. Our goal at Edge Gone In is to help you champion your human potential in Christ. And we do this through our weekly podcasts, where we share messages that God has given us to share with you. For more information on Edge Gone In, be sure to go to our website at edgegonein.com. Or join our Facebook page. Today's podcast is titled, How Our Spiritual Gifts Fit into Christ's Body. You know, it's interesting. We're all gifted and with the Holy Spirit and gifted to things with things that are given to us through Christ. And we try to manifest his presence and equipped the kingdom through these gifts. But far too many followers of Christ ignore his promptings, and those promptings are for us to step out in faith into our gift that he has given us. Well, this Bible study will share what the Bible tells us about spiritual gifts. It'll share their purpose and how we must never forget that all the work that we do with our spiritual gifts unite the Christ body, no matter what gift is given to us. So let us pray. My dear loving God, thank you, thank you, thank you for being our Lord and Savior and for letting us be. We are so grateful for the spiritual gifts you have given us, those we see and some we don't see. Lord, please help us learn through this Bible study more about our gifts and how to acknowledge those and understand those and recognize those. And also help us to know that these spiritual gifts are for the unity of your body, for the edification of your kingdom. We love you and are excited about being a part of this bigger picture in edifying and uniting Christ's body. Amen. So what are spiritual gifts? Well, there are many gifts given to us in the Bible. The Apostle Paul speaks of a variety of gifts given to us, but he really speaks to those gifts being used for the unity of his members. Even though our spiritual gifts are expressed differently and we get different gifts and they're uniquely ours, we must realize that they all work for the goodness of God. There's a frequent question that some Christians have. And sometimes I even ask, what is my purpose? What is my gift? What is its value? And Paul does a really good job of answering these questions by telling us that we all have spiritual gifts and they are all valuable. Paul asks us also in his scripture in Corinthians 12, 30 to 31, 1 Corinthians, he says this, do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret, but earnestly desire the best gifts. He goes further to say in 1 Corinthians 14:26 that when you come together, each of you as a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue or interpretation, everything that comes together and everything that's done by the church may be built up thus for the edification of the church, for the edification of God. So basically, you're only as good as the whole. The member is only as good as all everything, right? And so we have to make sure that we understand that even though we have these separate gifts, they all need to edify God's kingdom and his body. So I've had some people ask, and one might ask, well, I now know my spiritual gifts, but what impact is it making? Well, that impact is what I've just explained to you, and it's further explained in 1 Corinthians 12 through 4. It tells us that it is essential for us to know that there are different kinds of gifts. I mean, some people think that their gift is better, or their gift might not, or they want a gift and they may try to adopt it. But in Corinthians, it tells us that it is essential for us to know that there's different types of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. So every different gift you have may be different, but God distributes them. So the power is in every gift we possess, even, no matter what it is individually. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord, he says. There are different kinds of working, but all of them in everyone. And it is the same God's work. And the scripture points out that no matter what you are gifted with, your gift works for the collective benefit of the kingdom of God. So you are making an impact. And through prayer, God will let you know what that is. So the answer to that question is, yes, you know your spiritual gift, and the impact is how you use it to edify the kingdom of Christ. Another vital point is that even though we sometimes miss knowing the significance of our spiritual gift, we need to really concentrate on this point of edifying the church. Our collective contribution to the body of Christ is further explained as we go deeper into Corinthians 12:7. It tells us now that each manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. So everything we do and every gift we have and every gift we execute is for the common good. He says, to one is given the spirit of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge, to another the faith, to another healing, the other miraculous powers, to other prophecy, to another distinction between spirit, interpreting of the tongues, speaking of the tongues. There are various gifts that are given to us, but all of these work from the same spirit. He distributes them to each one, and he determines that. So you see, God determines the gifts we get, and we should always embrace them. If we believe this, and you believe the scripture is true, you really shouldn't focus on comparing or wanting another gift, but rather you should focus on making that gift count, making that be a home run for God's edification of Christ. So what is holding back or expressing these gifts? We now know that we get these gifts uniquely. We now know it's to be used for the body of Christ, and there's power in that. But why aren't we using them? Well, there's a lot of reasons why people are afraid to step out in their gift. And I'm going to talk about three things that cause us to do that. The first is we need to invite the filling of the Holy Spirit. As we surrender to God and are filled with the Spirit, we then allow him to release and empower our spiritual gifts. That Holy Spirit is what's empowering those gifts. And if we don't call on the Holy Spirit or invite him to come into our lives, we can't execute that. Ephesians 5:18 really does a good job of talking about how we should be filled with the Spirit instead of full of drunkenness with wine. This tells us that filling our mind with Christ and filling our bodies with Christ, it should happen all the time, a continuous process, not a one-time thing. But doing this helps us tap into our spirit-filled gifts and focusing those gifts to really execute them appropriately with God's calling, with God's needs to build the church. That's the first thing. The second thing is ask without fear. We are fear of man. We are fearful of failure. We're fearful of criticism. We have so many things that we're fearful of. And this attitude is normal. It's in our nature. We're wired to feel uncomfortable when things are new or are uncomfortable for us. That's just human nature. But we must learn to ignore this nature and step out to the God-given gifts and nature that he has given us. Once we acknowledge and become knowledgeable about our gifts, we can then gain momentum and step out in faith, knowing that the Heavenly Father won't let us fail. When you let the Father take over your fear, failure is not even an option. He replaces this lingering fear, this fear that bothers us all the time, with confidence. And that confidence is our success. Fear can be then released. And when you turn to the scripture and God's word for help, it is eradicated, it's gone. James says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. That's in James 1:5. Asking God for wisdom about our spiritual gifts is necessary, since it's God's will for us to execute our spiritual gifts. We can then ask in confidence and he will respond, giving us the direction we need. You can't fail and you can't be fearful when you have God on your side. And lastly, there's this thing called doubt, doubting our value. One of the crucial ministries of the Holy Spirit to believers is the day we were bestowed the gift of salvation. That during our conversion, while people may have had natural abilities to have some gifts, once we're born again and once we receive the Holy Spirit, those gifts are either fully developed further or we're given the real gift that God wants us. Moses is a good example of this, and we're doing a lot with Edge God In, and we have a new book coming out, and it's talking about emotional intelligence. And one of the things that Moses was he's a good example of a person that was bestowed a lot of gifts but didn't realize his calling. And there's the story of the burning of the bush. When you read that again, I'm sure you have read it before, but read it about how when God approached him at the burning of the bush, he doubted his talent of what God called him to do. And there's a lot of reasons behind that. But what we need to realize is that God doesn't call you to anything that you're not going to be successful in. That encounter Moses had with Jesus was purposefully done. He knew who he wanted to do his work. And Moses just had to step out on faith and do it. But there was fear and not inviting the Holy Spirit. All those things caused him to, at first, be reluctant to take that gift. But then God was in the picture. He ended up accepting the challenge. So I say this to say that Moses is an excellent example of the full potential is realized when we let Christ in. Spiritual gifts are divinely given capabilities to perform valuable functions. Even though we don't realize our calling, God makes it apparent to us when he asks us to do his work. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his creative work, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works that God prepares beforehand so that we can do those." So God prepares our gifts beforehand. He knows what he wants us to do before we do. And we have to just realize what that is. And that's getting into the word and getting into God and listening to our calling. Not trying to find someone else. We need to stay in our zone. Everything that looks good may not be for us. And the brilliant thing about this, and the brilliant thing that's throughout the scripture in Corinthians is that we have to understand the bigger picture. Our gifts are just a small portion of the bigger gift in his kingdom. So as long as we keep building, we've gotten the biggest gift. So we're part of the builders. We're the building block to what needs to be edified in the church. So with all of these things, the three things, inviting the Holy Spirit, asking without fear and not doubting, it really points to us stepping out in our gift and letting God direct us and not our nature. We can do this through God's empowerment. He empowers us by giving us the spiritual gifts. And with evidence, he gives us in his presence, his power, and during the work we were gifted to do. I encourage you today, and I invite you to invite the Holy Spirit into your life, asking for God's wisdom and replacing doubt with confidence. Three things you have to remember is to invite, ask, and lose the doubt.